Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Blast off! We're back in the spacement. It's May something.
17.
Let's go May 17. Let's call it that. And I'm here with an oldie and a newbie. And it's a fun story how we came to this booking. My friend Taylor Rizzo is a stand-up comedian I met in, where we meet? Charleston?
Charleston, yep.
Yeah, there you go. And we met while we were doing the Charleston in a dance contest. And, yeah, we met in South Carolina, and now you live out in L.A.?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so now he's out here. I was like, oh, you got to come on and get high in the show, because we certainly got high in South Carolina. Yeah,
yeah,
take
did.
That, you weedist. Is it weedist if you're against weed?
Yeah, I'm
weedist
not sure.
Weedist state. But I, you know, I had a good time there, because there's plenty of stoners everywhere
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, we had a circle, like 35 people.
Yeah, that was good. So, slightly stupid. A couple of the guys from that band, seems like a great booking for the show, right?
Would have been great.
They were supposed to be here today. And they were like, you know, I think last night sometime, their representatives were like, not going to happen.
When they actually look
and,
at the show?
We'd be happy to, I don't know. No, they're like, we'd be happy to reschedule for later. They're just in town for a couple of days because they're probably, you know, touring for the summer. And I downloaded one of their records and they're a fun band. I would have enjoyed talking to them, getting high with them. But the musicians canceling thing is just, it's just endless.
Keeps me in business.
It never stops happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then
like
there was somebody that, then we there was somebody they said might be able to come instead. And that person fell through.
Okay.
But has promised
third.
To be on in 2 weeks.
Third
so
string.
We'll see what happens there. Yeah, I'll call them out if there's more strikes. So one strike I can live with. But I think we've had issues booking slightly stupid before.
I just want to say I've been invited to one show and I've made
and
it
you're
to
here.
One show.
You were like, one time we asked you to do it, you said yes. But
that's
Kasem,
all you need to come back.
But Kasem is our go-to. Like I think he said out loud once, or I made it up. I live close by. Whenever you need somebody last minute, let me know.
Yeah.
And you're also a great guest. On top of that,
well, I'm close.
So when we had the other musician and Taylor, I was still like, let's get Kasem down here. We could have had a three-person show.
Yeah, mellow it out a little
bit.
If
that musician didn't say, see you in 2 weeks. So that's a clue, you guys.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
A musician might be on this show in 2 weeks.
We'll see.
I can just say that every week. A musician might be on.
Yeah. And then you may get
come back again, you guys. We might get a musician. What time is it now? It's 18 minutes after the hour. I know. I've been sitting here waiting for the alarm to go off because I'm very excited about today's weed because the sativa just sitting on the table smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's you know, it's really made the room smell nice without even I did take a couple hits too, but it's really good. It's called Tangy is the sativa, and the indica is Pico OG if we dig into that. Let's see if there's the 19 minutes after the hour, which means it's 420. It's 420 somewhere.
Is this the sativas?
Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, New Orleans. I got dates coming up in some of those cities. Winnipeg. All those places are celebrating 420, and maybe some weirdos in Bangkok and Hanoi, Vietnam, Jakarta, Indonesia. If they're up in the middle of the night, maybe they're also celebrating.
Well, here's to them.
With us.
Sure.
So yeah, let's do it. There's a new piece from Chameleon Glass on the table that I'm referring to as Ka, because cool. It's snake-like, and there's that snake voiced by Scarlett Johansson in Jungle Book that goes by that name.
All right.
It's
cheers.
Still not quite 20 minutes after.
Okay, I didn't. I know you did.
I'll hold it in until
time
4:20.
Time is crawling so far.
It's a good
show.
Idea.
There it is. You did it. But you could also just take another hit.
Yeah, just jump
again. I mean, because I think that's part of the thing is I like to get high at 4:20, but I don't wait till 4:20.
I did today. This is the first time I smoked today.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. Yeah.
You get that wait a few hours.
Got up at
tolerance
7.
Break.
7 a.m. And then got the email around 9:30. I was already high by then. And I said, maybe I'll just wait from 12 to 1 to not smoke.
That's
and
good.
Here I am.
Take
I made it.
Off.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
You did it.
So,
a little reset hour.
I love the shape and the feel of this pipe, and it's beautiful to look at, but it's also going to be a real thumb burner.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you
it's
hold
real,
it?
It's real, you go, when you're covering the old carby carb.
It's a funny design.
You're going to just light your own thumb on fire, but it's worth the effort, I think.
It's sweet. It's cool to just have sitting there like that it stands on the bowl.
Oh, man.
What I get?
Yours is hitting good.
So that's born and raised in Charleston?
No, I grew up in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Until I
so
was
so similar, probably.
Yeah, pretty
not
much.
Not a big difference between those places.
Where
not
do you go really. For spring break?
I don't go anywhere.
You
but
just
like
stay.
I grew up in when Daytona Beach, when spring break was going on, I was in like middle school. So I would like try to go out and hang out with everybody on the beach and stuff. It was crazy. People having sex on hoods of cars. Just
God.
It was nuts.
It was like the top spring break destination.
Yeah,
like
that's where
years.
MTV did all their stuff. Like the big MTV parties were at like ooh. The closest hotel to my house.
That was peak MTV days. That when they had the grind, that show the grind when people would just dance.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
bikinis.
Get up on each, it was like a big thing for people to get on that platform in the middle of the pool.
Yeah, yep.
If you got that special platform.
Guest hosts, celebrities. God, what a great show.
I was very, because they had the MTV half-hour comedy hour and stuff like that, and also just from, like, writing for the movie awards and the VMAs over the years and stuff, I've gotten to be around a lot of MTV stuff,
mm-hmm.
and always had a good time. It's always a pleasure to be around MTV things. I'm too old now for them to give me a show, but... I think we're going to talk to MTV2 about doing a show, maybe. Shh, I've said too much.
Oh, hey, all right. Well, congrats on the down
yeah,
low.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a meeting that hasn't happened yet because, you know.
Wow.
But it could.
The M stands for music, so that means they have to cancel and reschedule a lot. No, I don't think we've had a, forget it. It's in New York. I got to go
pass
to New York.
That's the bomb, will
you? Yes. That's what we're going to do.
Here we go, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to smoke from the Feel the Burnie pipe. Just to show it off one more time.
Does it have his head on there?
It's beautiful. It's got like his glasses and his hair.
I saw some dude with that tattooed on his hand.
Oh no!
Yeah, and then there's
yeah,
like
it's going after it. He's gonna regret it. In
and
like
then
a
there's
year.
The oh, there's even the bird. Remember the bird that landed on his podium? It's fucking
Jesus.
On the pipe. This thing is crazy.
That's recent. That's a recently made pipe.
Yeah, it's not that old, but I mean the bird thing must have just happened like the day before he made this thing. I think. Why did I get this crappy lighter? AM/PM lighter. That's like one that somebody probably had in their pocket that came from home, you know, and they took it out at some point just on reflex and then just left it there. Don't forget about this beauty right here if you want to really tear it up.
It's a vape pen?
Yeah, it's got some Honey Farm action going, and it's you press the button.
This thing?
Just, yeah, just hit it, and it's very classy looking, and that's going to be a big old hit.
Ooh.
That fucking hit you just took was what Ron White did on the show.
I'm not fucking Ron
and
White.
And he had a different reaction to it.
That's because he was drinking
I thought you'd be
too.
Good on the show, dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Gosh.
I've actually had a Honey Farm cartridge explode in my pocket when I was on a wooden roller coaster at the time. But it literally exploded in my pocket, and I just had...
I had
to throw the pants
I had Honey Farm jizz all over my pants, too, from one that snapped in a pocket from being, like, on a ride or something.
Yeah,
it's funny that I didn't know that could happen, but It's only happened to me once, and it's completely worth it for how great those things are, for the taste and also for
they really are awesome.
For how well they travel, generally. You know, they don't want you to put that stuff in your check bag because it explodes in a check bag. That brings me to a pot topic.
Pot topic!
That was good.
I feel like I'm Money Monster.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, right?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit ripped.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you later.
Battery?
Thanks for coming by.
It's just the battery? Is that how that works?
No. There's a battery in it for sure, but it's got a digital thing on there that nobody understands what's going on there. It's a complicated. We need Q to explain it to us.
Everything.
We need the gadget guy to come and go, well, Bond, what that means is
40 watts.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, I don't know the rest.
Yeah, it's confusing.
The rest isn't even English.
No. I guess I should do one too.
Yeah, do it.
Since that's all the rage.
Oh, yeah. You all right?
Yeah.
Short breaths. In, out, in, out, in,
out. I'm losing so much cred right now. My right eye is crying.
This thing is crazy. I don't know what he's doing over here. That was some voodoo that he was doing when he was like flipping that shit around from his mouth to his nose and everything.
What is that? French inhale?
Yeah. I learned that from the movie Grease.
All right, incredible. Here we go.
That's where, you know, Frenchie, that's why they call her that.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even know that.
And then, when she's like, because I can French inhale, and Roz is like, yeah, right. Oh, you know, because she's saying it's because she sticks her tongue in dude's mouth.
I had to dress up like Rizzo when I was in high school. All, like, the football players dress up like girls and have a beauty pageant.
Oh, yeah.
And I dressed up like Rizzo and did the hand jive.
How'd you do?
I fucking won.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, of course I did. I'm already named Rizzo. I had a pink lady jacket.
I totally baby hit that shit.
Yeah,
I just took a baby one and I got through it okay.
I'll go bigger now. Be careful. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Be careful.
It's a bong in your hand. It's a hand bong.
Yeah, you don't know the power.
Yeah.
It hits you later.
You know what you're going to get with that.
This is trusty, old trusty.
Yeah. Sneaky shit.
Oh,
whew. All right, yeah.
Oh, man, I just got back. I just got back, Dilla.
That needs to be in my resume as well.
So if no smoke, does it mean that you just absorbed it all?
You ghosted it?
Little still coming out of it.
Because I tried really, to hold it in.
It gets hot, too. You get a really hot hit sometimes.
It's a warm one.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't been rocked like that on this show ever.
I guess that means this is my mug.
Yeah, sorry, I had the coffee.
Well, what'd you think about Denver, though?
Oh, love Denver.
But did you feel extra high because of the altitude?
Yeah, and I felt like I really was hitting those bags, you know, a lot.
Oh, yeah, you guys only do
bags. You're a champ on that.
Those really hit you later, like you're saying.
Yeah, for some reason, I can sit there and really hit those bags, like, continuously.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I did, like, some long bow guarding because nobody wanted me to pass it to them.
Sure.
But I can hit them pretty continuously, and it's not as bad as, like, hitting this a few times. You're getting into dangerous territory.
I may need to buy one of those things.
Yeah, those things are sweet.
It was great to see Todd Glass do Todd Glass like a foot away from him. It was incredible.
That's the closest you've ever been to it?
Yeah, like the power.
Just like right in the face.
Well, I got to say,
it was a great night.
We got a list of people. There's a list of people I have to thank from our little trip to Denver. The Incredibles chocolate infused products. Colorado Cannabis Tours. That bus was crazy.
Yeah, that you spent some time on there.
So fun. Sexpot Comedy, they like put the show on. Denver Relief and Sexy Pizza.
Oh, yeah, the Sexy Pizza. Yeah.
That was the Sexy
It's good pizza. I had it.
Yeah.
But was it
delicious, and I got a boner. Mm-hmm. anyway, be sure, if you haven't watched that episode yet, be sure to check it out. I jumped ahead to that card because Denver had been brought up. So let's go back to Taylor's high history.
Boom.
I'm
going to do another.
Oh, he's going to do another one, you guys.
I'll take it easy this time because we got to learn about Taylor.
Let's get a little bit of Taylor's story.
And then
we'll all do that one again.
This is great.
Yeah, all my best friends smoked weed all like through high school and middle school even. And I had just avoided. I was so scared of trying anything like that. And then they finally convinced me when I was like 18. But I must have smoked like 10 times before I felt anything. And so I just assumed that I could just hang out with everybody and smoke and it didn't have an effect on me. So I just kept smoking. And one time I got so fucking blasted and I was waiting to play beer pong and I was just throwing this ball up against the wall. And I just kept throwing it and I felt so good. And then I started to get super paranoid because I thought that the blunt was laced. And I was like, I've never felt like this before from it. But that was it. I've pretty much been smoking every day since then.
I love the specificity of it.
And that was how many years ago?
I love it.
It's making me sick.
Just turned 28. It's so like 9 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching you. I love your technique, your style, the hover, the lighter over the... I mean, you really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure to smoke with you.
I need a tissue.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Forget a tissue.
I'm so sorry. That was so gross.
I love this.
This is... He's finished. He's finished with the pipe.
Thank you.
I'll put the pipe away, Watson. Sherlock is giving it up.
Okay. Oh, Christ.
I kind of want to do it one more time.
Yeah.
I want to run off to the side of my own, on my podcast.
We should all be yelling pineapple by the end of this shit.
Oh, man. There goes all my cred.
I think it takes it up a notch that you're like, you know, diving into this next... You know, that's what happened with Jack Black, is he took a big hit off of a vapor pen after not having smoked for like 2 years.
Dude, those
concentrates. And then he just was, you know.
Classic.
As long as we keep taking up, like, that's why I'm a little hesitant to do dabs on the show, because I know what they do to me, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm a particularly good entertainer when I'm on dabs. But it reminds me of the pot topic. Reminds me to remember it.
Time.
I finally got back to it. TSA, man. I saw a whole article about the TSA, about how all those steps that they do that everybody has to wait in the long lines for, none of them are, there's no proof that any of them are effective at all at stopping terrorist activity. And there's even signs that, you know, they've had people, you know, try to get guns on purpose to see how often they can get away with it.
Yeah.
And they get it through like 95% of the time. And it just goes on and on, this article about how all the failures of TSA. And then the bottom line is, it says that, you know, if TSA was private and unionized in each city, you could just walk through a regular metal detector. You wouldn't have to take your computer out of your bag. You wouldn't have to take your shoes off. And, everybody would be equally, if not more so, more safe than they are now.
Yeah, crazy. I think that'd be
according
smart.
To this one article I read on the internet. So we just might not agree with it, but
do you fly with weed stuff?
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah,
because I didn't want to just this is
somehow it ties into weed somewhere.
Air transport. It's got to, right? No, yeah. This is about how the really damning evidence against the TSA. Is that because of their existence, more people drive and there are more car accidents that lead in fatalities because of the number of people driving.
That don't want to deal with the TSA.
That don't want to deal with the TSA for many reasons. And one of those has got to be that they're always worried about, I'll just drive there because then I can bring my weed.
Yeah.
And if the airlines would just let them bring their weed on, they would be flying safer and everybody would be happier.
Yeah. Crazy. But I just, you know, these pens these days... They don't check the pens, right? I just keep the little cartridges in my overnight bag, keep the battery in my backpack, and now I'm flying with weed. And they never check it. They could be nicotine for all they know. It's just the flowers you got to watch out for.
Well, I'm part of that statistic because I haven't been on an airplane since I was a little kid, since before 9/11.
Well, you drove out?
I drove.
Now you're definitely not getting on a plane.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is they're just,
okay, I'm sorry.
You know,
I didn't mean to bite it. All right.
There's how many fatalities, you know, in the United States happened last year because of planes and how many because of cars.
Yeah.
It's the numbers are it's just crazy safer to fly for some reason, which just does defies all logic when you're sitting in a plane that's bumping up and down. You're like, well, this is just turbulence. It happens all the time.
Do you think if there were as many planes flying as there are cars driving, that it would even out a little bit?
I trip on a window seat because it really bothers me that there's millions of flights going over the country every day, and you never see any other planes.
No. Yeah,
I guess
you ever pull up that flight radar?
That's how much space there is up there.
You go to flight radar, it shows you all the flights happening right now in the world. And you can see what flights are going
and
where.
It looks nuts.
Amazing.
It looks like they're all going to crash into each other.
Yeah.
And you don't even see other planes. We got to go to a commercial break.
Oh,
we
man.
Will be right back, you guys. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already. And click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio-only version of the show. And also, our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your day.
Hey, we're back. We're back, and we're here with Kasim G and Taylor Rizzo, and we're really high.
Yeah.
No,
it's been
1600. Taylor's in normal mode, and 1635 people are peeping on us right now.
Sweet, thank
and,
you guys.
And that's a good number.
Can we figure out exactly how many are here
Tuesday
to see
afternoon?
Me?
Yeah, let's get the Rizzo count.
Just me.
Let's get that
Not
going.
Not Doug or Kasim.
Somebody named Pizza Co on Twitter wants to know: do you ever plan to tour in Amsterdam? We're waiting here. Greetings from the Netherlands. I tell you, I've been to Amsterdam twice. I've performed there both times. Both times was during Cannabis Cup. And I was introduced to strains like Chocolope and Willie Nelson that won one of the years that I was there. It's always a great time. But you have to sit in a fucking plane for 13
I know.
Hours.
Do we need it with Denver now? Do we need Amsterdam with Denver?
True.
But there's a lot of things to... the only downside for me was it's very cold and wet in November, so that's when I was there both times. So I would like to be there this summer, you know, their summer or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not against the idea of going, but it's just so far away, and it's even has been a joke in my act to say the longest I go without smoking weed is a flight to Amsterdam. So, and it's I'm sort of committed to that concept. Yep. You can do edibles on the plane and watch a bunch of movies, and it's not that bad. I went to London last summer, and I was very glad that I did it. But then, and I was like, I'm going to go again next year. And then this year, I'm just like, oh, do I want to go through all of that? And it's mostly because of airport security.
Yeah.
The idea of it just makes traveling not so much fun.
I know. That's why when you do Periscopes live at the airport, I'm always amazed that you're in any sort of mood to do it. You must be just super stoned in them.
Well, it's just
it
something,
gives you the
it's
ability.
Something to do. It's fun to, you know, interact with people when I've got the time. And also, I just, it's always going to happen if my flight's delayed. I'm going to find somewhere to plug in because it drains the battery if I just do it freestyle.
Freestyle Periscope.
I'm just going to fucking plug in somewhere and I'm just going to talk to people and wait for this flight thing to be settled. Because I can't go to sleep. I don't want to start a movie.
I get
it. You know,
mood.
I'm terrible at reading books in airports. So that's what I do is I Periscope. I used to go on Twitter and just say, call this number if you have a quick question for me.
And
I just get on a payphone.
yeah.
in the airport.
Wow.
And then just just keep answering the phone. And I'd always keep them to the quickness. They'd ask one question.
Yeah.
They'd even be like, can I ask you two questions? And I'd be like, nope, and then hang up on them. So it was just one question for each person, but I'd answer it honestly.
Jeez. How many years ago was this?
You know, they still have the pay phones, but I switched over to periscoping.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that long ago. And sometimes it's tricky because, like, sometimes you can't just give out the number of a pay phone. There's a weird thing where you have to go through and the number's not going to be written on the phone. You have to make a call on your cell phone, and then you see what the number is, and then you give out that number.
It's a hidden number.
Yeah.
No wonder we stopped using those goddamn things.
I'm also just like the whole idea of putting a phone to your face that's been on every face, you know, like, ugh. It's disgusting.
But I used to do that as a kid. So did you. Our faces are fine. Right?
We got through it, but I think we'd be better if we didn't. I think we'd be more perfect.
Strains today were provided by Pico Medical Center. That's on Pico Boulevard here in Los Angeles.
Thanks.
We got State of Pot. Speaking of Colorado, they win again.
Thank you, brother.
In a landslide win. Second time they've won, so they've really stepped up in Colorado watching this show.
No South Carolina?
No, but New Hampshire squeaked in there. I think they're just, coming around because they're, you know, that's Bernie territory.
Yeah.
And he said it out loud. He said he'd be fine with it being legal.
Can we do a quick political segment?
Oh, sure.
I love it. What's Bernie? I thought he was out. What is he out or in?
I don't know.
No, he's into the end. He wants to go all the way to the convention, and it's because he still wants to keep putting out his message, you know, even though he refuses to run third party.
Okay.
He still wants everybody to know that Bernie is, you know, his ideas are the way to go. And they say that's because it's going
to
force Clinton to be a little bit more liberal than she is,
because
she's sort of moderate, and also it's going to ease people into voting for Hillary.
Is he going to be running as an independent?
They might even do another debate.
Do I have to register or change my affiliation to vote for Bernie Sanders? Or can I still be...
In a primary?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you could vote for him if you're a Democrat.
All right. I'm very confused.
You can vote in the Democratic primary. You can't.
So
independents can't vote in it.
Because a lot of my Facebook friends still make Bernie posts, and I thought we were over past it. But
I don't know.
I'd love to see the guy... You know, be old and die in office.
I don't involve myself in politics at all.
That's a pretty awesome way to live. Where you can smoke as well as you can, I don't think you need to worry about anything else.
If you want to know about politics, you should watch Ari Shaffir's video on HuffPost that he did. It was fucking great.
Okay, well then, sounds like you do have a little bit of politics in your life.
No,
listening to what he says.
I just like
it.
To listen to other people.
Okay.
Well, you have
are
two.
These new?
Those are the monkeys that we give out to people to try to get them to say a certain word when we hand it to them. Have you ever seen that before, Taylor?
Of course.
Yeah, so just say it. Let's
heavy
get,
monkey.
Let's get it
heavy
with.
Monkey.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know, I hate it.
Was startling. More so than I would have.
Will there be three monkeys next time?
Sudden terrible noise. What?
Will there be three?
No, here's the story about these monkeys.
No, we don't have to be the monkey. I'm sorry, Brian.
We are launching a new goal. You know, we've got Patreon, I always say it wrong, / Getting Doug. You join the 420 Club. We do giveaways. And here's what we're going to do. We're launching a new goal. We're trying to get to, if we reach $1,000 in monthly pledges, we're going to use that money, some of that money, to repair both of these monkeys, because both lighters are broken.
Yeah.
We're going to repair both of them.
I was trying to figure
and then we're going to keep one on the show, and then we're going to give one away to one of the members of the
That's
420
good,
Club.
Yeah, that'll be a good gift.
Of which there's only 112 people, so you got... Great odds of, not great odds, let's face it, it's over 100 people, but somebody's going to win a damn monkey, is our plan. We'll see how these things work out. Things get lost in the mail.
Hey, on the way back on the plane, I thought this was weird, you guys tell me, the pilot said, right when we sat down, he said, hey everyone, thank you for choosing Delta. I want to welcome Kim. It's her first day as a flight attendant. And also, in a serendipitous moment, I want to say hi to Ellen, my third ex-wife, who's also a flight attendant. Is that
what part is he talking about being serendipitous?
I don't know. The whole thing
well,
is
just
so weird
to have both of them on the same flight working as.
Yeah, his third.
Everybody gets shifted around in those jobs, you know, so it's quite startling to everybody sometimes who you're working with.
And nobody said anything. All you see is everyone's heads turned because you can only see the tops.
Do you think he stopped at three, or does he have like 19 ex-wives?
There's again. Yeah. This is one of the many questions. I'd love to sit down with this guy.
You guys would love my fourth wife.
Yeah.
One of my three ex. That's really crazy.
Well, sorry.
So but, people are addicted to marriage and. Coupling up. Let's do some pot topics.
Pot topics.
We got our friends over at the Trees Network.
Hey guys.
It's Trees. Like this group, they get people together to watch, you know, pot related things on the internet together and to have like a and have a message board where they talk to each other.
Yeah. People that understand this, because if you're sober watching this, it's probably a mess, but it feels like it's going great from my end.
Well, they watch this, the Trees Network, and they're very, you know, they're always like, mention us if you can, and they seem very nice, but somehow, like 10 million chat messages were leaked from their, from people that, you know, were making, leaving messages on there.
Too small.
Which opens up the potential for a subpoena to an internet service provider to find out the names of any user who self-incriminated themselves in a chat room. But self-incriminated themselves
it's
about
all public
weed.
Chat, right?
Yeah.
Anyways?
Well, it's part of this network, so it's not, so people think it's not public when they're making, I don't know, most people probably go on there and don't give a shit who reads what they say. It feels like nobody cares that much anymore, because also people are always under fake names and stuff, so they feel like they're anonymous. But, The problem was quickly fixed and it's resolved, but it's a thing that happened, and the reason I even saw it is because somebody retweeted about it, because they were like, what's Doug Benson got to do with this? Because as an example of their website with the chat going is a picture of me and Steve Agee and someone else who was a game.
Oh, from the show.
Dan Harmon on an episode
so
of the show.
So people get together, watch Getting Doug.
And they have their own message thing that they chat in. It's not necessarily the YouTube one.
Yeah, hey guys. Sorry about your messages.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but hopefully nobody really incriminated themselves in a way that I think I'm so high or whatever people write. You know, I'm smoking great weed right now. Like, really? They're going to – law enforcement wants to track that person down? Person at home watching it on a computer? Next thing you know, they won't let us masturbate that way.
Wow.
You're really loving this thing, aren't you? I can't believe I'm hitting it again. That's okay. We're going to talk about football for a second. You like football?
I don't follow it now.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
Eugene Monroe, the NFL offensive tackle of the Baltimore Ravens, has had to deal with shoulder issues and ankle sprains and, of course, concussions. Still the truth. Over his seven-year NFL career. But now he's come forward to, you know, ask the NFL to allow players to take medical marijuana to treat chronic pain as an alternative to addictive opioids that that the teams regularly get from doctors who are hired by the team to. So, I mean, that sounds perfectly reasonable. And also what, you know, they can't, if they turn him down, they can't suspend him or do anything because he's not admitting to doing anything. He's just saying, can I use this method of treatment?
Yeah. I hope
very cleverly done, Eugene Monroe. You're my football hero. I'm a Ravens fan now for at least a few weeks. Mm-hmm. When the season starts in August, I'll try to hang in until Labor Day. I'll try to root for you in the preseason.
Yeah.
I kind of pay attention to it, but not very closely. Are you in NFL games?
Yeah, I like the Buccaneers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a team, so that's probably why I don't watch every Sunday. But I'll watch all the final games, the playoffs, and the
Super Bowl. I love that guy on the DirecTV, Anthony, the guy with the big nose and the big ears. He does the Red Zone channel. Ugh, he's great though. That's what I watch, the Sunday Ticket.
All right.
And I'm thinking about becoming a Rams fan. Because it's so close.
Yeah, you should.
We should.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
I'm tagging along with whatever you want to do.
You're here now. You live here.
Exactly.
Me and you go to a couple games. Get to know each other a little more.
Hey, you guys.
You guys heard it. If you don't see us at a game, it's his fault.
So you've never been to Canada then?
No. The only time I was out of the country is like cruises when I was a little kid.
Oh, okay. So you've been to Jamaica. Out of the country. But I was thinking because of the no planes thing, you probably hadn't been to...
I mean, I flew some when I was younger, but I just haven't... I got kind of scared and then didn't have anywhere to fly for like 10 years. And then when I was moving out here...
Now I see how the story changes. It's interesting.
I got a car.
The cannabis research community is predicting that Canada will become a world leader in the study of cannabis. Thank you, Canada. Currently, research laws for drug are still very strict. But Canada's moving towards legalization. Someone just told me about a year from now, it'll probably be straight up legal in Canada. Sweet. Yeah. So since they're heading that way anyway, they should,
Is it treated pretty much like it's legal now?
Loosen up and start doing research and figure out, like, you know, who you give it to when they come into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's even a website. Wait a second. That's the last story. It's almost like written like I'd be like, oh, and by the way, that guy Eugene Monroe, he has a website, and it's cannabis for pain. It's hashtag cannabis for pain. And his website EugeneMonroe.com. Glad we got that in there on another card. I can barely remember what the story was.
We'll get jerseys. We'll tailgate.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hot dogs.
Listen, I'll start drinking beer.
You don't drink beer right
No,
now?
No, but
so
it's
smart.
It's going to happen.
Here, you want to try
these
this
fucking
again?
Games. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
You want people thinking that you're a no drinker. Get beat up just for that. I know.
Coming up on Gina Davis was here.
I shouldn't have done that.
Can't we'll have see the show right now?
We'll have some magic. You guys going to be able to handle some magic in a little bit?
For sure. The last time was pretty heavy, but all right.
I just want to do some plugs right now just to do them when I'm still conscious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Taylor's Twitter handle is Taylor Rizzo. Nothing. I was going to say it's not and then make up a funny name for a guy who smokes a ton of weed, but I couldn't think of a good one.
Yeah, you definitely shouldn't have said
that. Sir Smokes a Lot. It's not Sir Smokes a Lot. It's Taylor Rizzo. And he has a Periscope show that he does. He was Periscoping from his ride over here today, I believe.
I was.
Called Mediocre Smoker, which is a great name, but not accurate. You're a tremendous smoker.
Well, I'm a mediocre person. Who just happens to smoke.
Donald Trump would say you're tremendously good at smoking.
And, I'd take that compliment.
As is Kasim G.
John Miller.
When the playing field is level, you know, like sometimes, you know, somebody, yeah.
I know when
to back
down.
We got a ringer over here.
I know when to back down and admit defeat. Taylor, you really rocked it today.
I'm going to have Taylor sure. And Joey Diaz, I think, would be a good
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pairing. Kasim G on Twitter. That's all you need to know to get him. It's
Thanks
just Kasim G.
Great
and he's got, of course, also has his own YouTube channel. Kasim / YouTube.com/Kasim G.
It's very funny. You're a very funny person.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's so nice of you.
I've heard of how funny you are.
Yeah, no, wait till you actually watch it for yourself.
I'm looking
change
forward
your
to
mind.
It.
You'll change.
Let's go to one more commercial break, and we'll come back and for magic and a little more.
I'll do this one again as a closer.
You guys, what's up? Our friends at Poke Bowl have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Poke Bowl home dome frosted ashtray like we have here on the table with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to PokeBowl.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is going to be fired.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
All right, we're here with Taylor Rizzo and Kasim G, and I talked about the Trees Network earlier, and they wrote to us, LOL, yes, all our chats are already public. So that's the point of the site in the first place. So it wasn't supposed to be private, and so people should know better if they're writing stuff on there that's going to get them in trouble. But that's probably just the internet stirring up shit. Like, that article was probably partially clickbait to be like, oh, and there's going to be, people are going to get busted.
But now I know about the Trees Network that I didn't really know about it before. So,
and they say 190 of them are watching right now, and they're probably all laughing me and my inaccurate reporting of the story. But they say thanks for the shout out, and, you know, thanks for watching and giving us that little bump of attention in that article in the internet. Gabe, our friend Gabe, is about to come out here. He will be at the Pot Spot Collective in Los Angeles with his Honey Farm Treats this Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. And for some reason, it also says in this card, "Hi, Mom." Please give it up, everybody. It's Gabe time.
Yay! Hey, guys.
See what you got today.
All right, Gabe.
Taylor, you mind helping me?
Yep, totally.
All right, pick a card, any card. Memorize it, show it to Kasim, show it to that camera.
Mm-hmm.
Place it back here.
Hold on.
It's always good to do, like, a double check. All right. I don't know if you guys knew this, but every deck of cards actually comes with a key. They each have a key, and if you push the key into the deck and then just give it a turn like that, if you go down into the deck, the key finds one card. No?
No.
Cool. Screwed it up?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do it again.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't tell if I was just super high.
Yeah, usually I would be, but it's the first time
sometimes
in a while.
He pretends to mess up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I got this one.
I also have it.
Okay.
It's gonna seem like it was part of it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, you're gonna blow my mind either way.
I'm gonna do a quicker version. Check it out.
Oh, shit.
What the heck?
That was pretty good. You could have just done that 9 times. That would have fucked me up, yeah.
That's the mark of a professional, you know? You lose them and then you get them back.
I knew you was gonna...
Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah.
It's always something with that guy.
It's never as what it seems with him.
I don't think my hands are capable of shit like that.
But you got Trump fingers?
Little snossages.
I got little skinny weenies.
Hey, Kasim, what are you doing tonight? You got plans tonight?
I gotta figure out how to get home. But, other than that, what do you got going on?
I've been talking to you before about doing Doug Loves Movies. I'm doing a Doug Loves Movies here in LA over at the UCB on Franklin tonight at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I got three great guests booked. I'll tell you afterwards who they are, but you don't even have to confirm. We'll leave it a mystery for people.
We'll check it out to
come
see if I make it there.
Come down and maybe see him there.
Maybe.
And and if he says no, then I'm gonna ask Taylor. If he says no, it goes to Gabe.
You can't make it.
Then it goes to the makeup department. All right, my plugs. I'm doing stand up in St. Louis at Helium. It's a Gas on Thursday, May 26th, at the Limestone Festival. It's Not a Gas in Bloomington, Indiana, on Saturday, June 4th, and at the Punchline in Atlanta on Thursday, June 9th. Those are all 2016. DouglasMovies.com for more info and more dates. The next show we're going to do, I think, is going to be at 7:15 p.m. on Monday, May 23rd. But before we go today, our friend Taylor here brought a dab rig.
I did.
And after all this shit we've been smoking... You whip this thing out.
Yeah, it's got to happen.
Yeah, in a threatening way.
For sure.
And people ask me all the time, why don't you do dabs on the show? And I go, because it's a show, and if I did some dabs, I'd just be like too fucking wrecked to go
the show,
know, do
it. The show's already been done.
But you brought it out at the end. Very sneaky. Very sneaky move.
What time is Doug Loves Movies?
9:30. Thank goodness that I have that much recovery time. Because I got to host a quiz show.
Okay. Do you want to do the first one? You don't have to.
No, go ahead.
Order you want.
I'm going to light this. Somebody's taking it right there.
No, Doug has to take the first dabber.
Yeah, you probably should.
And just so, like, if you screw it up, I can learn from your mistake.
Yeah, it's definitely.
What could I do wrong?
I don't know. There's a lot of pieces.
Yeah, well, you don't want to touch one
part
of it.
You put your mouth on the mouth part, and then you put the dabs on the hot part.
Got it.
Oh, do I put the dab in, or do you want to put it in?
No, you put it in. That's still going.
Here, I'll hold it.
Just I'll totally do it.
Gotta get it while it's hot.
Makes me feel even more like a junkie when I do it myself. There we go. That's a pretty big one, isn't it?
You don't have to take the whole thing.
Okay.
If you don't want to.
Hey, look at that.
I got a carb cap if you want that as well.
That's weed Voltron.
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, dog.
There you go, dude. Thank you very much.
I hope you never say goodnight to someone like that.
It's like those twins in that movie, Goodnight, Mommy. Shit. Very creepy shit.
How are you? How was it? How did it go?
I enjoy it whenever I do it. It just feels a little different than being high. There's like a little extra element of feeling out of control.
Yeah.
You know, like just like especially with regard to like sleepiness. Like if I did a bunch of dabs and tried to sit through a movie, I'd be like,
I'd definitely
get sleepy.
You know, yeah. So I got to do it when it's either, you know.
Sure.
Time for a nap.
I'll light it for you.
Okay, thanks.
Late at night.
Well, here we go. What a way to go out.
Yeah, well, this is...
This is the beginning of our friendship right now.
I think, yeah. I mean, you're already my best friend after this. No one would do this for me in my life.
You see how focused I am right now for you?
Just make sure... How often have you dabbed, Cass?
I don't dab a lot.
But you've tried it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just be really centered in your chair.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That's great advice.
Don't be in a position where you can fall over.
That's still burning from the last thing. Just touch it on there. Here, you can put this.
It's tasty.
For sure.
Oh. Man, we really did it tonight.
Fun stuff. We did.
Oh, man.
It's worth going long for.
Thanks, Taylor. That was great.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I think the second time the dabs have happened on the show, so thank you for making that happen and satisfying.
Glad I could be a part of it.
Oh, I just figured, just put this together. On Dabs Day 710, you know, which was is Dabs Day is 710, like because people behind Dabs, you know, wanted a day like 420.
Yeah.
They came up with 710 because 710 upside down spells oil.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And I've been doing a Dabs Day show on 710 in San Francisco, but this year I decided, since they're so big on watching this show, to do one in Washington, D.C. At the improv there.
That'll be fun.
At 420 on 710. So that'll be going on sale. If it's not already on sale, it'll be on sale soon. And
we need one from like 710 to 420 in between that date. Another one. So we can get like three a year.
Well, you could always just hijack May the 4th be with you and just make that a weed thing somehow.
And everyone's high on Thanksgiving.
It's pretty easy to. Oh, yeah, that'd be a real good one. All right, you guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you to Kasim G. Thanks. And to Taylor Rizzo and Gabe the Magician and everybody that works hard to make this show happen. We will see you next Monday.